It is, of course, not just the uncertainties of weather that farmers have to cope with, but price too. Some farmers now are trying to get better prices for their products by selling directly to the public through their own farm shops. And they are a valuable alternative route to market to the supermarkets. Or are they more effort than they are actually worth? I'm joined this morning by some farmers who are now in the business of having a farm shop. John Graham from the Ballyholy Farm Shop, Justina Gavin from Honestly Farm Kitchens and Drumanilra Farm in Roscommon, and Sarah Carney from Bonyabo Uair in Clonakilty in County Cork. Good morning to all three of you. John, can I begin with you first, please? You're a beef and vegetable farmer in Donegal. What was it that literally inspired you to set up shop?
Morning, Philip. What inspired me to set up was, I suppose, and that was 10 years ago now since I set up the farm shop. And at that time, I just felt that the direction we were in, which was it was all wholesale at that time, the margins were getting tighter and tighter, and it was, the volumes were getting smaller and smaller. We were moving every year. So I just seen that route we were going down wasn't going to last. So I had to look for an alternative way of working. And we'd been on a family holiday out in Pennsylvania in America, up in Amish country. And I noticed how a lot of the farms out there had their own farm stand or small farm shop at the bottom of their lane. And I thought to myself that this might be the route that we go down.
Really?
The shorter the distance that the produce goes, the more chance there is of us being able to return a margin.
That's amazing. Can I be rude and cut straight to the chase here? Having decided to do this now, are you better off than you were 10 years ago?
Well, I'd say paying for the first 2 or 3 years, it maybe take a good bit of work and effort to get it up and running. But gradually people could see, when people are coming and dealing directly with you, they see the effort that you're putting in and how hard you're working, and they're willing to pay the extra money because they see you're not living a fancy lifestyle and charging a big price. You need this extra price because that's what it takes to grow the produce.
I think one of the most fascinating developments in what it is that you're doing, John, though, is this symbiotic relationship that you have developed with local restaurants. Tell me how that works.
Yeah, so I suppose through time, local restaurants got to hear about what we were doing, and some of the chefs were coming to the farmer's market and to the farm shop, and they started buying produce from us. And then gradually, as we built up our farm shop, we were looking to sell more products in it. So we were selling veg to the restaurants, and then we're buying back like soup and ready-made meals that the restaurants are making with our produce, and we're selling them now in the shop.
So they're making meals with locally grown produce, and you're buying locally grown produced food from your own raw materials and selling it back to your customers, which presumably answers that question of convenience for most people because, you know, let's face facts, going to a farm shop and buying the raw ingredients is not always the most convenient thing in the world.
No, that's it. I suppose during it's been a really roller coaster this last 5 years, because during COVID, everybody was cooking and everybody had time and everybody was buying raw ingredients. But we find this last year or two that it's going back the other way again. So the fast-paced lifestyle. So we need to get back into catering for the people that don't have time to cook with the raw ingredients anymore and have ready-made meals for them. But it has turned full circle. I suppose the farm was carrying the shop maybe for the first couple of years, but now, like as you were saying in your last article there, that the weather was so bad this year, we would find that the farm shop will be carrying the farm. So it has turned around that the farm shop was the best route to go down.
Really? Okay. Justina Gavin from Honestly Kitchen in Strandhill, County Sligo, and Carrick and Shannon. When you met your husband at a Concern Worldwide party in Kigali in Rwanda, did you imagine it was going to end up in Drumanilra Organic Farm in Roscommon?
Good morning. No, not really. But actually, from when we first met, we actually realised we shared quite a lot of interests around kind of food and farming. And, you know, one of the first conversations we had was around Liam had been talking about his family farm back here in Roscommon and how he'd love to come back here one day and see if he could make a go of it. So.
And it was wanting to control your own route to market that inspired you to set up a shop, just like John.
Yeah, it was. It was a couple of things, really. I mean, really, for us, it kind of, the idea sort of gelled when we started planning for our own family. So we started just thinking about food, about the kind of food we were eating, the kind of food we wanted to feed our kids, the nutritional value of that, but also the environmental impact of the way that was being produced as well. So we knew that we wanted to farm organically. We knew we wanted to find ways of producing food, which was good in the sense of healthy, but also healthy in the way it was produced. But we also knew we wanted to produce food that we wanted to eat ourselves on the farm, but also that we wanted to find a way of supplying that food straight to our, direct to our own customers as well.
But this is no little rinky-dink mom and pop operation now. You're employing 65 people.
We are now. We've been through a lot of twists and turns over the last 10 years. But yeah, we finally got the Honesty Farm Kitchens open just after COVID at the end of 2021. We have the farm, we have the two restaurants. We also have an organic bakery as well. As, we bake certified organic breads to supply into the restaurants. So yeah, it's turned into quite a big operation.
Huge amount of work, and I'd imagine a huge amount of human resource management as well. But again, allow me to be rude, please, Justina. Bottom line, are you significantly better off than you were if you would have just been farming and farming alone?
I think so. I mean, we're getting there. Look, we're just, I think this year will be our break-even year. So it has taken a lot of work and a lot of investment. And we've made lots of mistakes. And but we sort of feel like everything is kind of falling into place now. We're kind of at a scale where it's starting to make sense, I suppose. And there's just something really, really satisfying about being proud of the food we're producing, having that relationship with our customers, and yeah, seeing it all start to come together, really.
Now, I hope that Sally Carney, listening in Clonakilty from outside her horse box, where she's just about to go off and start selling her milk, is taking heart from this, because, Sally, you're only 5 weeks in business now.
Yes, 5 weeks. We're brand new.
And what is it you do?
So we have a mobile milk vending machine, is what we're calling it. So we have a herd of Jersey cows that we milk, and we bring the milk back to our house where we have a smart micro dairy out the back, and we pasteurise the milk and transfer it into two tanks into a milk vending machine, and we head off with our horse box then to various locations in Clon and sell the milk directly to the customers.
So it is pasteurised, it's not raw milk. And where are you selling it? Where has worked for you so far?
So we're still learning. We're going to different locations. We're staying in Clon. We're trying to go to different sides of Clon to build up a customer base. We've gone to Onahincha Viewpoint, it's called, a gorgeous location over in Onahincha, and that's definitely been our busiest venue.
And what about going outside the gyms?
Yeah, so we've been invited to go to gyms because it's a great recovery drink, because Jersey milk has 18% higher protein. So my daughter's been doing a great job on Instagram, and people have been contacting us, asking us, will we call down and be outside when people are finished in the gym or finish their classes and things like that. That's been a great success as well.
How important is the social media in this, Sally?
Really important. I mean, I gave out flyers because obviously I'm older, but Madeline did the Instagram and the TikTok. And nearly
the
everyone
flyer seems
down.
Very 20th century now,
yeah.
Doesn't it?
I know. I didn't know any better. But so she did a TikTok video that has over 100,000 views. And
really?
Her Instagram is fantastic. There Everyone who comes in, it's Instagram and TikTok. Yeah.
So you can keep your flyers. All right, Sally, good luck with it. Let me bring
Thank
in,
you very much.
Let me bring in Barry Caslin from Chagas here. Barry, how many farm shops is Chagas aware of? Is this still dropping the ocean territory, or are they growing in number?
Morning, Philip. Yeah, there's a lot of them around the country, and they're springing up all the time. And I suppose there's various types of farm shops right across the country. You know, you're talking about Honesty Boxes, you're talking about the larger scale, which Justine and Liam are doing there in Carrigan-Shannon and Strandhill. And then you're talking about, you know, ordinary farm shops that you see right across Europe. They're very common in Germany and France and right across Europe. And to be at a smaller scale, but there's probably, I'm aware of about 70 of them in Ireland at the moment, but at different levels, some of them directly selling milk, or it could be the farm shop where there's a number of products on offer.
Okay, 70 of them, but 137,000 farms around the country. So we're still in the foothills of this. Yeah. If you were of a mind to do it, Barry, what kind of help is available?
Yeah, I suppose the, in terms of supports that's available there, you know, the you have several avenues of support, you know, that farm shops can look at. Firstly, the local enterprise offices, they offer very valuable assistance. You know, they provide mentorship services, guidance on various aspects of the business development. You know, they help entrepreneurs to navigate the process of setting up and running mm-hmm. a successful farm shop.
Okay, so Leo, what about Chagas yourselves?
Yeah, Chagas, they play a vital role in the food development unit, particularly through entities like Moorpark Technologies Limited. You know, they offer courses and services such as new product development workshops, there's cheese making courses, there's okay. ice cream making courses, bread making courses. And of course, we're linked in with the new BIA Innovator Campus in Athenry as well. And that provides a great platform for collaboration and innovation in the food sector. You know, if people want to use kitchen areas to develop a new product that they want to sell, whether it's their own cheese, their own pasteurizing their milk, and they want to perfect that, they want to learn about labeling okay. and packaging. All that information is available.
Very good. So, Leo, Local Enterprise Office, Chagas, Leader, and obviously the Educational Training Boards as well. Barry Castlin, thank you very much. Sally Carney, Justina Gavin, and indeed John Graham as well. Thank you all very much and good luck. Let's take a break.